6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on Thursday, the end of the month as we know it. That's March 31 for those of you keeping track of your calendar. No, it's not an April Fool's joke, but I'll tell you, I got a really funny story about April Fool's that cost one disc jockey his job. It was one of these April Fool's pranks. You know, all the DJs are trying to do this stuff, and I am not going to make an April Fool's joke that bad. Dave Krieger would not do such a thing being a card-carrying news journalist, but some DJs really go over and above the call of duty, and this one particular DJ story out of Kansas City, which is one of my old stomping grounds at the time in radio. And it was really funny because of the fact that Randy Miller, their morning DJ on ZZ99, decided that he was going to pull a prank the day before April Fool's. And so what he did was he got on the radio and he said that Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band was going to be appearing at the Uptown Theater on April 1st. And that the tickets were only $5 and that the proceeds were going to go to the homeless future farmers of America. If you can believe that. And of course, tickets went on sale that morning, right? After Randy got done announcing it on the radio. And of course, there was a line blocks long around the Uptown Theater in Kansas City. And of course, they all went and lined up to get these $5 tickets to benefit the homeless future farmers of America. And when they got to the door, they were handed a piece of paper that said April Fool. So the whole en masse of them decided to migrate to the radio station, confronted Connie Wadlinger, the general manager of the radio station, and demanded tickets. They wanted some sort of concert tickets. So apparently they did get concert tickets to another concert that was upcoming, courtesy of Randy's final paycheck. So you got to wonder, you know, how you step over the edge like that, right? the funny stuff that goes on here. Well, we got some callers because this is open lines right now for the rest of this hour. You can share information that's on your mind simply by calling 844-769-2944. You have a comment, you want to agree to disagree, whatever the case, God love you for calling and getting on the phone right now. Patrice in Ohio, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What's in your world today?
Well, I think they are completely speeding up the timeline on everything. I mean, even Dane Winnington this week has changed and told us more about what's going on than he did when you had him on, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks
sure.
ago? He's saying now, hey, 2025, we'll be lucky to get through. And then you have Joe Biden saying, oh, and by the way, there's going to be a food shortage. And now
amazing.
All the chickens have some disease, and, you know, they're in 14 states, and they all have to be killed. And, you know, we know Northern California has had the biggest drought ever, 1,200 years, according to Dane. The huge Arctic ice cap going, which is increasing the sea level. And everything they do is just making it worse. So, you know, it's just like, you know, what's his name, Szynski or whatever, said it's going to come a time where it's going to be easier to kill a million people than to control them.
Well, that's
where
for
we're
sure.
At.
I would agree with that statement that it would be easier to kill a million people than control, because everybody has these freedom-minded things going on in their head, and they don't want to be, if they found out what the real truth was, Patrice, and I think this is where they would agree with what you just said, that if they knew that their life was on the line and that they were nothing more than a statistic to the American government who doesn't care about them, it only takes one looking at, and here's the danger of this, and this is why we talked about electromagnetic pulse on this show. In fact, I just got two EMP shields in the mail today to put on my new construction down here. And the thing is that people don't understand that in 2018, the EMP commission was disbanded. And they came up with a conclusion that they put in a paper Peter Vincent Pry was part of that. And basically this paper said the United States government needs to prepare its infrastructure to accommodate an EMP attack. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Well, what about we the people? Or we the sheeple? It doesn't matter which we we're talking about here. What about all of us? They didn't account for all of us. It's all about using our tax dollars to protect their own infrastructure because they know that if EMP hits this country, it will implode on itself and you'll see more than just a million people at a crack dying, especially starting in the major cities and moving out to the countryside. We have tried to warn people that something like this could happen. And you, what you just said, Patrice, is pretty much a precursor to all of that.
It's but they want it to happen. It isn't because, oh, gee, we didn't think about this. They've known about this. They intentionally do this stuff. They intentionally have Joe Biden in there because he's got dementia and he can get away with saying obnoxious things that they have to walk back every day, and they're going to get her in there, and it's just going to be crazy.
It is. And these lamos in Washington don't understand that what's happening to us is going to happen to them. They don't get it.
Yeah, but
they
it's think false that they're above authority. We are the government. We got to just say, forget Congress. They do nothing except spend money that we don't have. I mean,
bingo.
Nancy Pelosi today, what she was talking about, her spending bills, $40 billion and $50 billion. Oh, my God. The dollar is worth negative $3. And when
hyperinflation, welcome to hyperinflation
with rubles, it's, yeah, and he's going to tie that ruble to gold. Yeah,
sure.
For sure.
Yeah, you don't want to be in Bitcoin right now, folks. I hate to say it, but there is an opinion out of Russia right now by Pavel Zavalny. He's the head of Russian parliament. And he's basically saying it's good to have some gold in your long-term investment portfolio. And I'm talking about the actual physical stuff. I'm talking about hard currency here. U.S. dollars are going to be
silver
and gold. It's going to be going the way of the proverbial caca, you know, because it's not going to mean anything if you have to have a whole wheelbarrow full of U.S. dollars just to buy a loaf of bread. I mean, this is what happened post-World War II in Weimar Germany. I mean, we brought this up yesterday on the show. So, Patrice, you're pretty much hitting the nail on the head on that one.
Yeah, but this is all by their design. They're speeding things up because there's so many things that are going to be happening to this earth because of what they've been allowing things to go on that, yeah, sustainability is going to be reduced down to zero.
Yep. So we got to prepare now. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that. Thanks
exactly.
for your input this morning. We appreciate you, Patrice. Thanks for calling in. Mark in Iowa, you are on the phone with the Power Hour. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. So what brings you to the show?
Well, I got one for you about, you know, remember Tweety Bird and Sylvester on the cartoons?
Oh, yeah, I thought he thought, put it down, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and Tweety Bird says about Putin, he says, ooh, I think I saw a pooty cat. So, yeah, that's the one. That's the
I like it. Mark,
about.
Mark, I love when the audience brings their own material. That's wonderful. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, you got it before I did, but the, you know, the whole thing with, you know, I heard you mention about Mel Gibson, but, you know, in the conspiracy theory, but I was wanting to ask you, do you believe in the fivefold ministry? You know what that is, don't you?
Go ahead. Enlighten me.
Well, no, it's in the Bible. It's in the New Testament. It's apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. I mean, and, you know, in the and kingdom of God and upon the earth.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're referring to 1 Corinthians, the chapters 12 through 14 about how we all can't be, we have to be various parts of the whole.
Yeah, we're parts of the body that, you know, and I see that you got that insight too. You know, I can see that you have, you know, that discernment of spirits and you're able to, you know, the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge and that sort of thing.
That's three of the nine manifestations of the Spirit. Speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy are the first three. And then, of course, faith, miracles, and healing. Faith, the Greek word pistis. I mean, I could go on about this stuff because I spent 3 years just immersed in this. And, I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah,
I have seen people healed, and it's just amazing how it works. And, you know, you don't need modern medicine if God is in control. So part of the problem is, Mark, I think we've turned our back on God. A lot of us have. We shouldn't be, but we did.
Well, that's true, because the modern-day Christian churches turn their back on the law of Moses and the prophets. And that's really why we're in all the shape that our country is in, because America really is the fifth kingdom. You read it in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, where the interpretation of the stone cut out of the mountain without hands. That's the United States of America. It's the nation of Israel. And it's the kingdom of God. And in the future, it's the kingdom of God as well. So, and that's why we have all these nations called the Russia-China Confederation coming against this nation. Because, and the gold standard goes back in Daniel. If you want to read about world economics and what's going on right now, it's all in the book of Daniel. And that's what Russia and China are doing. They're just raising up their gold standard. But you go back to Germany, and what was that gold standard that Germany had? It was the Babylonian winged eagle that they had over the Third Reich. And that actually comes out of the book of Daniel. So that was the image that Daniel seen. And so all of this stuff is related. It's nothing's happening right now in the world that's not written in the law of Moses and the prophets.
True. And here's the thing, you know, if they devalued the dollar as a means of payment, then gold and silver is the only thing that you're going to be able to trade as a hard commodity that has any store of value other than barter, which is something that I think people have just kind of put that idea on the back burner. And I think barter, as far as community effort, especially where you're at in Iowa, I would think that because of the fact that there is some farming still going on there that's non-GMO, that there would be some ways to facilitate community flea markets and truck farming and all sorts of other stuff to keep people alive out there.
Yeah, that's always everything. There's an alternative for everything with the non-GMO and everything that you can find in, you know, organic and all that as far as that goes. But the one thing I wanted was focusing on was is the book of Daniel, and that is this whole thing with Russia and China setting up a gold standard for world economics and trying to, you know, throw down the United States. It's all prophesied, and it's all, you know, it's all coming about in real time. And we're about to see the destruction of communism, because if you go back and look at the word Amalek, the definition of the word Amalek is that God is my gold. You know, the gold is the god of Amalek. And if you look at the Kremlin, it's all gold.
True. So here's the thing. So we're in the Gog and Magog era. And this is what a lot of people are pointing to this. You know, where are we on the fact? I'm looking at pre-tribulation is what I'm looking at right now as to where we are. What's your take on that?
Well, I don't believe in the 7-year tribulation or the 3.5 year tribulation or the rapture or any of that. I do believe in the resurrection. The bride is Israel. I believe in the marriage supper lamb, bride of Israel. I believe that we're entering into the time of where, just like the woman that you had on here, they're going to require all of us to get the shot. And, you know, we're not going to do it.
Well, that's where I use that old saying, come with a needle, leave with a bullet. We, the people, are going to have to rise up and say, no more of this stuff. You know, when you start taking out all these people that are coming at you trying to administer something that, you know, my body, my choice says no to, you are going to have to do something to defend yourself, because this is flat-out assault. And they would have to change the legal definition of assault to not include getting a jab. I mean, literally, this is what I've had prosecutors, and I know, Mark, you've listened to the show long enough to know that I've had assistant and U.S. prosecutors, federal prosecutors on here that have literally said that this jab is a form of assault on a human and that you have the right to defend yourself. So this is why I came up with this, come with a needle, leave with a bullet. That's why I came up with a mantra, because we may end up seeing people at our gate saying, let us in. We're going to give you the shot because the president said so. And we have to make that decision to pick up the sword and defend ourselves. We have to carry that burden. Whether we know that these people are in their right mind that want to come and jab us or not, we have to be able to defend ourselves, even if it means we're going to get taken out in the process. I would rather not be transhumanized. Yeah. I'd rather be dead.
This is all world communism. I mean, that's how it is. This is a communism that wanted, they've been trying to take down America, and they've been trying to, you know, they've been here for 150 years. The first place they started, it was in the churches. They infiltrated the churches. I mean, that's where they had to start. And then they could destroy, you know, the politics. But it always begins with the church.
Sure it does. That's why we have 501c3 corporations, because they've already regulated what the church can and cannot do. And, banging against the government in the pulpit is prohibited. You lose your 501c3 status if you encourage block voting. It's right there in the Internal Revenue Code, folks, if you don't believe me. I've read it. I've seen it. I know exactly where they're coming from.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, but that's why I was laughing. But the 501c3, they can have it. You know, the people who were the leaders in the Revolutionary Army were the ministers. And I mean, back then you had to add 2 years of Hebrew and 2 years of Greek, in order to be in the pulpit. And, you know, that's who the people who were leading the Revolutionary Army. George Washington was a Parthian. His heritage goes back to Parthia. You can read that, which was ancient civilization of Israel. So he actually was a king, and he became, of course, the first president. But, Israel, that's who we are.
For sure. Well, I appreciate your input today, Mark. Thanks so much for calling into the show. Six people, by the way. I don't know if you have ever heard of the idea that the Postal Service was going to introduce the United States Postal Bank. United States Postal Service Bank. They were going to set this up in multiple locations, and they rolled it all out, and six people used the postal banking pilot program. They reported more than 30 million customers cashed $58 billion with check cashers, and we're talking about the Financial Services Centers of America, FISCA. This is the postal banking pilot's performance. This is what they were trying to do. Last year's postal banking pilot charged $5.95 to load business and payroll checks up to $500 onto single-use gift cards. You see where they're going with this? This is all part of the cashless society. And only six people used it, probably because they didn't know any better. And this is their banking pilot program, despite last year's test. Six people got involved. The spending was spelled out in an appropriations bill that called for this, which would feature surcharge-free ATMs, wire transfers. You see how they're making this check cashing bill payment? They're making this convenient. They want you to get addicted to using credit cards. At some point in time, we're going to have to pull back and say, no, we're not doing this. This is a sad state of affairs in America, folks. If they go to cashless society or start relying on this, remember that blockchain, like anything else, that is what cryptocurrency is centered around. We have talked about blockchain on my other radio program numerous times, and most people don't even understand it. Well, it's a bunch of ones and zeros in a computer. And here's the thing. Let's say, for example, that EMP were to occur, and the 2018 EMP Commission basically said, let's use America's tax dollars to protect the elitist infrastructure. And what these people don't seem to understand is that if the electric goes out and all that runs is what the federal government has shored up, and we the people are going to implode on each other and be trying to seek out food, and the have-nots are going to come and take from the haves, I mean, that's what this is all about. And when you don't have a formal form of currency floating around, and this is why I have always maintained that if you have a $20 gold piece or a $100 gold piece, and that's going to be the most expensive rake or hoe you ever bought to do your gardening with to grow food to survive. Because we may all end up being vegan by the time this is all said and done. And if, you know, we don't know how to skin our own rabbits or have somebody that knows how to skin them or skin a deer or, you know, whatever the situation is, we have this bird flu going on that they're destroying all these crops. You know, not every state is affected by this, which means if you do a good job of animal husbandry and you put the right ingredients, I mean, this is why they have amoxicillin and ivermectin and stuff like that for birds and cattle, is because that protects them from getting all these various parasites and whatnot. And so you literally can put that in their water. They drink it. I've done this before. I've raised flocks of chickens before. I had 32 hens, and they were laying like crazy. I actually bought my feed because I found a place that supplied the really, really good stuff. And I had nice farm fresh eggs, and I was able to sell the eggs to pay for the feed. It was a nice rotation of my funds. And so, and the thing is that the chicken poop was marvelous in the garden, and my kids will be the first to tell you how many cucumbers we had and how many we sold to the store. Because the store looked at the amount of bumper crop we had, they actually came out and looked at the garden, and they went, my God, I've never seen so many cucumbers, and they're growing like crazy. Cucumbers are good for you. And you can actually grow these things in very short order, which is one of the reasons why we put in here 18 fastest growing vegetables, indoors, garden, containers, whatever the case, and we talk to you all about it. Cucumbers are one of those things. It takes 50 days, but I'll tell you something. When they're small, what do they make? Pickles. So, you know, and you can can pickles. You know, canning is a skill. You need to learn that. The Amish learned this stuff a long time ago. They weren't worried about electricity. And the Amish, as a matter of fact, I've been there, had Amish root beer, talked to the Stoltzfus family just outside Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Yes, there is such a town next to Burdenhand. Those of you in Paradise, those of you who know those areas in Pennsylvania Dutch country, it is wise to study the ways of the Amish because they learn to live without electricity. And so if all hell breaks loose and we get a full EMP attack in the United States, which could happen, and I'll tell you why, because it's easier with EMP to kill off millions and millions of people than it is with a jab. And all it takes is somebody like Iran or North Korea or China or Russia with a hypersonic missile to launch that over the center of America to put us all in that scenario. And we will be killing each other just to stay alive. More of your phone calls, your thought processes, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Get in the queue right now. We'll be back after the short break with your phone calls. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, March 31st, 2022. Yep, tomorrow's April Fool's Day. Are you a prankster? Yeah, you can call me up at 844-769-2944 and tell me what your UN, UN prank. Your April, I don't know why I got UN on the brain. It's probably because those little blue hats. I just dread seeing powder blue helmets roaming the countryside in Jeeps. Trying to jab we the people. Anyway, that last conversation, I'll tell you what, with Patrice there was stimulating, and it's actually going down. For those of you that don't understand, we are being hit with pandemic after pandemic, and of course, people are going to the Power Hour. We, unfortunately, are out of, and thanks to Greg M. and Deb M., you are helping us stay on the air as Level 3 supporters. But, you know, the thing is that we have had a shortage of the Nuke Protect. We've been from North American Urban Spice has been out of stock for the last week. People have been buying this stuff like crazy because all the Europeans that are worried about another Chernobyl out there are buying up the stuff. That's why you can't find it. You try to go online and find this stuff. And we're talking about potassium iodide, potassium iodate based products like Nuke Protect that has the replacement iodine for your system to prevent all of this garbage from nuclear radiation exposure from coming into your system and giving you thyroid cancer and other terrible things. I mean, we've seen enough of this stuff. It's crazy. They have potassium iodide, Lugol's solution. I mean, there's several different ways that people have been doing this, but North American Urban Spice, we've been carrying it at the Power Mall. We're due to have another shipment coming in Monday, April 4th, so you know, put it on your calendar to call up and order that. I have a feeling it's going to go again. It's going to get really crazy. One of the things that people have been asking me about, again, you know, if you're worried about SARS-CoV-2, and this is the thing, there is an online doctor out there the Power Hour has endorsed, all right? Dr. Syed Haider set up a website called mygotodoc.com. This is something that we believe in because he's treated over 50,000 people and nobody died. Unlike other websites that I don't know if I trust because I've been gouged before, you can register for free, ask as many questions as you want, however long you want, and they connect you to independent pharmacies that don't gouge you. That's something that's very, very important. And if you're even looking at a low-risk issue from these off-label meds that you can use to treat long COVID, you know, brain fog is only one of the symptoms, and you can still have adverse reactions down the road. A recent large-scale study from the VA, 150,000 vets showed increased risk of heart attack and stroke a year later, up to 72% more likely than people who were not infected. So this is one of the reasons why the frontline doctors are all saying, get with us, get with somebody, get with an expert that knows what's going on, that prescribes what you need for your medicine cabinet. So when you start to feel ill, like COVID can cause you that kind of ill, you have that stuff in your medicine cabinet already. You can start taking it. You can communicate with Dr. Syed Haider's office. He's been on the show twice. That's why we trust him. That's why he set up mygotodoc.com. That's why he's one of our sponsors, because he believes it. He has gotten so many Power Hour listeners calling his office and emailing, going through the website portals. I mean, it's just fabulous that you guys are responding the way you are. God bless you, because you are helping the front line. Every time somebody calls up mygotodoc.com or gets online and registers for free and communicates, that's one more person that's helping the fight, because Dr. Syed Haider is one of those frontline doctors that is working with all the other doctors to help people get better, not become sick, not have to be hospitalized with an oxygen rate of lower than 90 to where they want to pump you with remdesivir and make gobs of money in one of their death camps. So this is one of the reasons why we have mygotodoc.com. I've done it. My medicine cabinet is full. Yours should be too. Mygotodoc.com, or you can call them, 281-219-7367. That being said, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. And here's some things that we're going to be posting. There's 30 different things you probably didn't know about credit cards. And this we're going to put on here. It's an extremely important article. It's like 23 pages long. We're going to post this. And you find out from the people that authored this particular thing that people look at and read the fine print about their credit card. And a lot of people assume that whenever you use the credit card to make a purchase, the interest doesn't kick in until 30 days later. That's not true. The credit card company determines when the interest starts. So for this particular person that was being interviewed as part of this article that you're going to be reading when you get it on your email blast, that using this Chase credit card, it was 21 days. Some are 7 days, others are 21, a few are 30. And this bugged the hell out of her. She'd been carrying a $2,000 balance on her card, and because of the terms of the credit card company, she'd been 9 days of 21% interest each and every month. And so what does that mean? She's been wasting hundreds of dollars every year just on interest. You really think your credit card company is going to disclose that to you? It's not part of the promotion, folks. There were 365 million open credit card accounts in the U.S. at the end of 2020. To put it another way, 79% of consumers own at least one credit card or charge card, which is the highest percentage in the survey of consumer payment choice since the Fed first began conducting it in 2008. If you're reading it, anything to do with this article, you probably have at least one credit card. And if you do, you should be aware of the 30 shocking credit card facts that we're going to post. And if you want to save time and money, you're going to want to read this. And I'm going to go through these 30 with you, because a lot of you like to do these advanced payment things, these annual fees they charge as a benefit. Those of you that have airline miles cards, you probably know what I'm talking about. I have one. I use it. Boy, do I use it. Because I travel. Have a need to. When we stop having a need to is when all hell breaks loose, the proverbial caca hits the fan, and we can't travel because we'll be restricted. Because you're either going to communicate in the cashless society, and they're going to determine whether you have a right to travel or not. They may even determine whether you're vaccinated. That whole thing may come into play again, even though everybody, we the people, are screaming, we don't want that. We want our freedom. We don't want to have to show proof of vaccination to be able to get on a domestic flight. They all want this kind of stuff because they think, you know, and again, what Rebecca was bringing up in our last hour is it's easier to kill a million people than it is to control them. What would be the easiest way? You get all these people dependent on the cashless society, and here's the problem. If you don't have hard currency, and this is why I advocate personally buying junk silver, and I'm not talking about buying those dollar silver coins. I know a lot of people do it, and they do it because that they think that the denominations are going to work for them when it comes to trading. They'll have these nice new shiny silver coins they get from all these coin distributors at whatever spot silver price is. Me, I'm into dimes, quarters, half dollars, silver dollars, not so much, but the median denominations are dimes, quarters, and half dollars, pre-1964 silver. We call that junk silver, and there's a reason why you get it, and you get it as quickly as you can, and the more of it, the better. Minimum $1,000 face value per person in your family, which means if you are just a couple, you want to have $2,000 face value of junk silver. And I'm talking about $2,000 worth of actual silver. even if that $2,000 at spot price costs you $7,500 to get that $2,000, you get $2,000 worth of face value, which means that 10 cents, that dime that you have, even if you are paying $7 for that dime, that's what that dime is worth. It's face value. That's what you get. You stockpile that. That is the average, I have been told, by the best of the best of the prepping community, you should have in your stash and have it well hidden. Some of the things on these charge cards, besides promoting the cashless society, they talk about credit reports versus credit scores and what they're based on. Your credit score is based on five core factors. This article goes into that. Interest rates on credit cards can fluctuate, especially if they offer you these deals up front where they say, we'll give you this 0.99% interest for this period of time. And if you miss a payment or you are late, guess what? It goes right up to 24% for the rest of the period. Then, of course, there's a card you've never heard of. That will be discussed as well. And before you even apply for a card, you know, you got to know the rules. Be a deadbeat. There's a comment on that as well. And there's really no expiration date on your credit card, believe it or not. Think twice before canceling your credit card. You know, those are things you need to know. Which cards are more important to you than others? A higher number of credit cards can negatively affect your credit score if you have too many. Best start looking at, oh, we just found out American Express is so woke, it's unbelievable. And that's one of the cards I'm planning on getting rid of here in short order. So if you have Amex, I don't care if it's business or personal, whatever the case may be, something you want to think about. And negative credit items will eventually come off your credit report. That is a misnomer. That takes 7 years for that to happen. Those are just 10 of the 30 items that are involving the 30 shocking credit card facts that are in this report that's going to be in your in-blast. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. You still have time to chime in. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm just fine. We had 77 degrees, almost a record yesterday.
Wonderful. Really, 77 degrees in Ohio right now?
Well, interesting. It's about 70 right now. Yeah.
Okay, that's about where we're at down here where I'm at.
Are you in Texas or Florida?
Texas.
Oh, yeah, Texas. Okay, yeah. I wanted to ask you and see if you've talked about the conference held Monday called Globalism Rising at Regent University with Michelle Bachman narrating. It was put on especially by the Gateway Pundit, the Hoff Brothers. Did you catch any of that?
I did not, but you did probably, right?
Yeah, there was 5 hours, and I would refer everyone to go to Globalism Rising. You can catch the whole thing now through Regent University, and it was fabulous. but it really, the bottom line is that Globalism Rising is the Fourth Reich rising.
True. Kevin, let me ask you a question. Do you have internet, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Could you email support@thepowerhour.com with that information so we could get it posted, so we can share it with everybody in case they missed it?
Well, it would be that they'd have to go look at the conference. And
sure.
It's worth everybody's time. They range from everything in technocracy. And one of the four speaker is a real good theologian that ties everything in from their speeches before their you know information to the Bible. And it the most astounding speech I believe was by Leo Holman. He's talking about Klaus Schwab and his chief advisor. Klaus Schwab doesn't think of these things. Is a guy in Jerusalem named Yuval Harari. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes, I have.
You know about his work. He says we are all trackable animals, and they'll take away all of people's free will, and then it's over. And they can do this through the skin. They have everything to do it now, especially in a crisis, using the pandemic, et cetera. It's the carrot and the stick. It's always, you know, the rewards for the action, giving up your liberties, you know, for security.
Ben Franklin said something about that.
He sure did. And it goes into the modern technocratic society where they have to have destabilization, and they use the pandemic, and that'll be the new regime. They do it under the skin, and they want to turn, they want to make inorganic life is the beginning. And when they do that, they can put it through in nanobots, and they want that godlike ability. God's plan is the body, soul, and spirit, and theirs is the physical, biological, and digital. And this Leo Holman sees a big possibility will be a cyber attack on the whole internet and banking institutions and things that will last maybe a couple weeks. It will be just long enough that when it ends, for people to get back onto the internet, they will have to log in and get an internet ID. And once that ID is installed, and, you know, people have to have it, then everything will be trackable. You will have no freedoms whatsoever. It'll be a new internet. But if they do it like they did with their cyber polygon, was it last year, that they tested it, and it's a very workable possibility. So that threat is extreme. And the one saving grace is, yes, go ahead.
No, it's just like EMP. That's a threat. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And the big problem is either one of those things could put us in the dark ages.
Well, yeah, and this one wouldn't have to put us in the dark ages. This would be a temporary setup for them to get their whole total control. This would be a world fascist society. This communism, this play of words, communism, socialism, et cetera, is an interplay of words that are thrown around, but it boils down to a world fascism, and with the few elite on the top. But once you have a global, internet ID, then you'll have a cashless society, then you'll only be able to deal through them, through everything, and with the transhumanism all figures into this, where, you know, people will be robots then. They could do it through, taking injections that we don't know what kind of chemicals are in these things, et cetera. And
now, we have a pretty good idea, Kevin.
Yeah.
So you said Michelle Bachman hosted this?
Yeah, at Regent University.
University, okay.
You can Google Globalism Rising.
And, all right, there you
Regent
go, folks.
University, and it'll pop up. But the big saving grace is they were only able to get 70% of the United States population to bow down to this. The remaining 30% may be our saving grace.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a wonderful blessing from God.
It is. Thank you, Kevin, so much in Ohio for your input. Scott in Virginia, what say you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I got two points I'd like to make here right quick.
Okay. Sure.
First of all, one of their big plans is they're going to starve us into submission. And, I'm here in the Appalachian Mountains. You got a bunch of rednecks. Of course, we love our firearms, our Second Amendment. And, you know, my buddies are like, oh, they ain't going to starve me. I'm going to go out and kill me a deer and da-da-da-da-da. You know, they want you to turn that weapon in for food.
Of course they do.
Has in store and planned. But, you know what all these rednecks are failing to realize? During the Great Depression, all your wild game was just about extinct. And, when you got 10,000 rednecks out in the mountain hunting for a deer, there's not too many deer left. So, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind. Everybody thinks, oh, I'm going to go kill me a buck. I'm going to go, go catch some fish and all this. You need to make plans. You need to think about this. Prepare yourself. All through the Bible, God told us, prepare for the future. And that's what people need to do. Love
that's
you,
right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Well, I appreciate that, Scott. You don't have to be a redneck to prepare, right?
That's right.
I appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much for calling. I like the enlightened. These are good people out here, folks, that are listening to this show. We still have some time to take your phone calls, 844-769-2944. Yes, there will come a time when the credit card might be your only way to survive in a cashless society. And here's the thing. If they can control what you buy, they can control you. Because everybody has been conditioned into a me, 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 me first society. Me, 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 me. Yeah, that kind of society. And you have the phone. You've got the iPhone. You got the computer. They're talking about the computer IDs here on the show, folks. I mean, they're obviously doing the research. Globalism rising. Thank you, Kevin in Ohio, for that. We appreciate that. And this is one of the things. If you don't put your faith in God and you don't start doing the smart things and start preparing for this, whatever funds and resources you have that you are planning on spending high dollar items for, I would put off, and I don't like telling people about the new car. You know, I know y'all want a new car, but hey, you can't eat the new car if all of a sudden you're without food. So think about that if you're planning on making major purchases, if you can fix your house up. And this is why you wonder why, and this is something National Association of Realtors just reported a couple of days ago in their latest press release. They're saying that the amount of transactions financially in people acquiring a new home or buying a pre-existing home, basically those number of transactions has dropped. And now you think to yourself, oh, my God, they're actually doing something to the banking system. Nope. They are offering no money down programs, and everything they were doing to suck people into this mess way back in the early 2000s that started all this garbage by the time 2007 got here and the financial markets started collapsing. And then 2008, you know what happened after that. The biggest problem we're seeing here for the reason in the decline in the transactions is because there's no inventory. Why is that? Because everybody is realizing, oh, my God, I better get myself in a situation, do what is necessary to prepare my house and get my house in order for the long run, fix all the little things that are wrong right now while I still can so the toilet flushes, the power stays on, whatever the case may be. I may invest in some solar generation equipment, something that is necessary to survive. We need to do that. We need to start thinking about this because when they can hold that kind of stuff over your head in exchange for doing what they want you to do, you don't have any more freedom. You know, and I would rather be dead than have myself put in a position like that. I'm sure you may share the same thing. Then I would get to heaven before you do because I do believe in the Almighty, what he is capable of, and the fact that he wins out in the end no matter what. Just remember that. The Bible says that very thing, that God is not the author of confusion, that he should lie. Satan is the author of confusion. He lies all the time, and he basically is running this world right now, which is why everything, that old saying, going to hell in a handbasket, is a truism in this world. But you don't have to let it be part of your life. It doesn't have to occupy your every waking minute. What does have to be occupied in your every waking minute is your faith in God, your walk in love, and making things work in your life. Good things come to those who are patient, who are diligent, that are willing to work. And this is what makes this world go around, is the love of God and renewed mind in manifestation. Renewed mind is being able to turn off all the negativity in your life and focus on doing one good thing every single day. And if you did that, you'd have 365 good things you could do in 1 year, and that's no April Fool's joke. 365 things you could do, and they may be cumulative. All right, day one, I'm going to build a chicken coop. Day two, I'm going to draw a set of plans to build the chicken coop. Day three, I'm going to figure out a way to acquire the materials for next to nothing, whether I got to go to a flea market or whatever the case may be, or barter for what I've got for what I need. Day four, I've got the materials for the chicken coop, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put those things together, tie it all together, and I'm going to spend day four, five, and six building that coop. Day seven, I'm going to go online, and I'm going to find those chickens. I'm going to find laying hens. And I only need six if I want 12 or 1,500 eggs in 1 year, and I got 96,000 calories. You know, these are the things. What am I going to do about a greenhouse? How much do I have to spend on seeds? I know my son just called me yesterday and told me I just acquired $65 worth of seeds. I said, okay, makes sense. You should be able to grow a lot of food with those. And you want to get them non-GMO. There are several places that sell them besides your local feed store, but you got to make sure they're non-GMO. We've included the gardening, farming, and homesteading items in your upcoming email blast. If you have not subscribed to that and you are a Power Hour listener, you need to subscribe. You will get this. It's 18 fastest growing vegetables for indoors, garden, and container gardening. I have three, five vertical shelf container gardens, which what we call vertical gardening. You can get one of those. They're not real expensive, and you can fill them with dirt, and you can garden right there on the back deck of your apartment complex. And if you're sprouting and doing herbs and stuff like that, I mean, that is a solution. We always try to do this, and if you're having any problem, you're wrestling with this idea, we have a website, powerhourfood.com, and Marjorie Wildcraft, who was on the show yesterday, will teach you how to grow lots of food in a grid-down situation, even if you have no green thumb, or you're out of shape, or you're antiquated. In other words, that means you're over 80. yes, I look forward to those days, folks. We have to survive the present day, and obviously the news is not so good. You have to also watch the video that we're going to include about these COVID-19 rapid antigen tests. Please don't use those. They've got crap in them that is used in pest control. What can I say? Hey, we're trying to give you the heads up on all of this stuff. We appreciate you coming on. We'll be back on tomorrow, April Fool's Day, I promise. That is not an April Fool's joke. Dave Krieger with you saying, in the meantime, stay safe, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.